We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Manachem Shemnechem Yaakov B'Pitchos Aliyo. We're in Erechin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The first Mishnah in the Perek we spoke about, there are cases where we have a fixed value, and sometimes it represents a Kula, sometimes it represents a Chorma. We spoke about Erechin, we spoke about a Steh Achuza. Now we're up to the Shor Hamuad. The Shor Hamuad, this is an ox that has gored three times, so now it's considered habitual, and the owner normally for damages would pay half Nezek the first three times, because it's something we don't expect it to do. After three times, you pay nezek shalim, you pay full damages. If a shor kills a person, so then you pay what's called kofar. And that only applies if it's a shor or shor muad kills a person. You pay kofar, which is the value of the person who was killed. Here, we're speaking about where shor habashor amuad, shehemis is ha'eved. It killed an Eved Kanani. And the Torah says, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Eved Yigach HaShor Oama, if the shor gores an Eved Kanani or a Shifcha Kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant, a non-Jewish slave, Kesef Shloshim Shkalim Yitein Ladonav. What do you pay? Not the value of as he sells as a slave, but rather you pay 30 shekel, regardless of what the real value of this Eved is. So therefore, that can represent lahakil lahachmir. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how does this play itself out? Echad sheheimis es hana'eh sheba avadim ve'es ha'ka'or sheba avadim. Whether this ox killed a very handsome Eved, he's handsome, he's skilled, he's strong, worth a lot more than 30 shekel, or whether he's kaur, ugly, is he not skilled, he's not very strong, can't do that much, and worth a lot less than 30 shekel, doesn't matter, no sin shloshim selah, you give the 30 selah, the 30 shekel, as the Torah says, speaks about shekel, Mishnah speaks about selah, so that's what you pay regardless. Hamis ben Chorin, but let's say it killed a ben Chorin, a fruit person, not an Eved Kanani, no sin es shavyo. Then you give the, you pay the exact value. So that may be more than 30 shekel, maybe it's less than 30 shekel. Chaval bazeu bazeu, let's say it doesn't kill, but it injures. So then this is not a payment of kofar, this is a payment of damages, of nezek. Mishalem nezek shalem, you pay full damages. Since it's a shor muad, you're going to pay full damages because it's after three times, it's already been warned. Shor hamuad, it's been warned already. So you pay nezek shalem. What's the value of nezek? How do we assess that? So nezek, we assume, is the value of the person before the injury and what he's worth after the injury. And that's what the owner of the shor is going to pay in a case of chavala of injury. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Ba'ones uva mefate lahakilu lahachmir keitzad. What about the case of rape and seduction of a nara? Nara is between 12 and 12 and a half. The Torah speaks about this in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kiseitze. How is this so that there's going to be a kula and a chumra? So the Mishnah explains, Echad sha'anas upita es ha'gdola shapa kahuna ves ha'ktana shabi Yisrael nosin chamishim selah. The fixed value, what we call knas of 50 selah, 50 shekel, is going to be paid whether this girl came from a very prominent family, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, a very prominent family of Kohanim, or ktana shabi Yisrael, or very really not prominent family at all. Not Kohanim, just amongst the Jewish people. It has to be the Jewish people who speak of. But it could be that if we would try to assess what should be the value, what should be paid to the father of this Nara who was raped or seduced, so one could argue that if it came from a family of Kohanim and a very prominent family, that penalty, that fine, should be more than 50 selah. And if it's a Ketana should be Israel, maybe it should be less. Doesn't matter. The Torah says, Yiv Chamishim Selah. That's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Kesef Yishkol Kemor HaBasulos. This is with respect to seduction. You're going to give shekel. It doesn't say how much. But it says, by when it comes to violating, to rape, in Parshas Kiseitze, it says how much you pay. But Asan Ha'ish HaShochev Ima Lave Narod, you pay the father of the girl, of the Nara, Chamishim Kesef. You pay 50 Kesef. So I know it's 50 from the case of Ones, and I know it's going to be Shekel from the case of Mefate, and we link the two, and therefore we say it's the same value, 50 Shekel for both Ones and Mefate paid to the father. There are additional payments. We don't assume that they're just paying this penalty and that's all. Vahaboshes vahapagam, what about the embarrassment that she suffers? And pagam, which is the how her value is diminished, we call it literally means a defect. How her value is diminished based on the fact that she's no longer a basula. This is speaking about a case where a nara basula was violated or seduced. So there are additional payments. How you evaluate pagam, what she was worth, this the Mishnah doesn't explain. The Gemara explains, he has an ksuvos and above a kama, where pagam is going to be paid based on her value as a slave woman. There is a difference between her being a basula versus not, because being a slave woman, and part of it is potentially marrying into the family. So that's what we call a yud. So there is such a concept as well. And that's the how her value is diminished now that she's no longer a basula. You pay the difference. And when it comes to boshes, so that the Mishnah tells you, kolufi hamavayish v'hamisbayish. All depends on who the perpetrator is doing the embarrassment. The man who violated this girl or seduced this girl. So and the one who is misbayish and the victim. So of course, if the mavayish, we assume that the boshes. Well, there's some discussion about this in terms of the victim. Is it that we assume that if victim is from a more prominent family, so the boshes is probably higher. What about the mevayesh? So the mevayesh, it could be that the mevayesh, if that person is very undignified, the one who's the perpetrator, could be that the boshes is more. Could be that the boshes is more, the more chashuv the person is. So that's hakolufi hamevayesh hamisbayesh. That is paid even if she's not an hour. Let's say she's 15. She's not an hour anymore. An hour is between 12 and 12 and a half. She's 15, so there's no knas, there's no 50 shekel, but there's going to be the payment of, there's going to be boshes and pagam regardless in that case.